Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I was looking at all these things that are in our readings today. And, you know, first of all, we have Jesus walking on the water, going by the boat. And the disciples are so scared that they want him in the boat. You know, they think it's a ghost, and so he gets in to make them, you know, feel good. But then, as he's walking through Gennesaret, people are coming up to him. And you know, in one of the other Gospels, it tells the story of the woman who reaches out and touches his garment. And he turns, "Who touched my garment?" Because remember, she had she was bleeding all the time. Her courses, as the Bible says, were always running. Anyway, she was healed just by touching his garment. So many things happen in this time period, especially when Jesus is walking. And I got to thinking, what a way to focus today. How many of you have seen that poster or the painting Footprints, where Jesus is walking on a beach? Or excuse me, when a man's walking on a beach, and when you look down, there's two sets of footprints, but there's only one man. Okay. So no matter what happens, Jesus is always with us, isn't he? And I was thinking, you know, there are so many things that deal with language. I taught on both the Apache Nation and the Navajo Nation for almost 10 years. And the greeting in Navajo is yatehe. It means it is good. So if I see a friend, it is good. What a nice greeting. It is good that I see you. Now, I come also from a German-Russian background. We've talked a little bit about, oh, you know, Dobre utra, which means I hope you had a beautiful sunrise. You know, instead of just saying good morning, I hope you had a beautiful sunrise. And then I got to thinking about this. Denise had a huge sneeze this morning. And I said, Gesundheit, which may you have good health. And then I got to thinking about the answer for that is Dankeschön. Danke, thank you. Shane, good. It's good to thank you. The answer to that is bitte, Shane. Shane, well, good. Bitte in German means please. It is good that I pleased you. Now, that's a little bit different than saying thank you or you're welcome in English, isn't it? So as we have words, each word communicates a different concept. You with me? All right. In Greek, Koine Greek, to walk is peripateo, or as it's pronounced back then, peripadeo. If you go to a podiatrist, where do you go? Foot doctor. Okay. And what does a foot doctor do? He helps you walk. So as we look at this, para means around. So you walk around. Okay, well, I can understand that. I mean, that kind of stuff is pretty interesting. It's actually used 95 times in the New Testament. So actually walking around is important, isn't it? All right, let me share this other one with you now. And I got this when we're talking about the word redeemer is lutruo. Lutruo. Okay. Well, we have some other things that come with that too. Lutruo is another form of, guess what, to walk with. So we have peripateo, lutruo, to redeem is to walk with, to pay ransom, to walk, because you're going to go with the person who has redeemed you. Different concept, isn't it? It's a different way from the way we look at it. The word for Holy Spirit is Hagia Sophia. Hagia, holy. Sophia. Oh, I said Sophia. Sophia is wisdom. No, I can't think of the word spirit. Oh, Hagia Pneuma. Sorry. Pneumatic drill. Okay, deals with air. So, Hagia Pneuma, Hagia Pneuma, however you want to pronounce it, is holy breath. So what kind of breath are we talking about? The breath of God. So, remember we always talk about being inspired, in spirit. The breath of God blows on us and comes into us. Well, that's an interesting way of looking at things, isn't it? All right, so we have to walk with. We have redeemed, which also means to walk with, as long as ransom and all that other stuff. But now here's the clinker for all of them. Hagia, which means holy, also means to go in a straight line. So Hagia, holy, straight line to walk with. What is the Bible telling us? That we need to be together, not only with God, but with each other. I find that very interesting, don't you? And you know, folks, many times, when I start doing this, I pull out the dictionary, I start to read. And Denise is finding that at night, when I go to bed, is when I do all this reading, you know. Because that way, if I go to sleep, at least maybe I got a chance on remembering it. You know, those kind of things. But I look at all this stuff, and then I got to thinking about, you'll never walk alone. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dawn. All right, so we're talking about doing this at night in the dark, right? The dawn brings the light, and you don't need to be afraid. Because that light is coming to you from where? From God, from Jesus, from the throne of God. Remember, the light in heaven comes from where? The throne. And so when we have this whole idea of walking, I think many times we forget that we are in partnership with Jesus. He's in us, but aren't we in him too? And so I'm going back to that painting of footprints, that no matter where we walk, there's that second set of footprints that are always with us. My friends, may this concept of walking with Jesus keep your hearts and minds on him. Amen.